words that we use for God. It's one of his titles, as it were. Alan, I know that you're really fast running. Can you come and stand with me, please? And you are going to be my microphone runner. So you're going to hold on tight to my microphone in a minute. And what we're going to do is, in your groups, you've been thinking about what God looks like. And I wonder if you have any words which you've used to describe God. And Alan's going to come, and you're going to say the words into the microphone. Okay? So, anyone got any words? Do you want to go to Ryan?
Everlasting. Glorious. Powerful. Helper.
Apparently only our children have words for God. Elizabeth, do you want to?
Jehovah Nisi.
Incredible.
Awesome. Yeah. Marvelous.
Our group came up with pure, wise, rescuer, and laughing.
The Creator. Lord.
Jehovah Jireh, provider.
Love.
Lion.
Endless love. The cross. The Father. The King of the world.
Omnipotent. Thank you very much, Alan. That was brilliant. I know. If you've got another word, then you can add it to your sheet, Ryan. So they were some really big words and some smaller words as well, but they were all words that cover what Jesus is. Now, we're going to hear a little bit more. Jerry's going to give us a reading from the Bible, which is going to tell us a little bit more about what Jesus is like and what God is like and what he looks like. So what I want you to do is be concentrating, thinking about what God looks like as you hear the words that Jerry says. So we've got a little bit of a different picture of God there. Did anyone find any of that really weird or really cool? What stuck out for you? What of that imagery, what of that picture of God really stood out for you? Ruth? Where smoke is pouring out of his nose. Who thinks of God with smoke pouring out of his nose? It's cool, Noah. Liam, what did you find good or weird or cool? Sorry, you're going to have to.
The Lord is my rock, my meteor.
The Lord is my rock, my meteor. It's cool. Millie, what did you find good or weird or cool? He had hot coals, which he shot at people. Do we normally think of God as being that sort of person who shoots hot Coals.
No.
No. You think that's not him? But we're told in the Bible that it is. No. So, if we were going to use some words to describe this image, what words do you think we would use? Judge and scary. Can I have somebody who's able to write? Can I have Catherine for this so that we can have all sorts of people? Thank you. Yes. So I've got some bigger pens up there. So we've got scary and judge. Does anyone think they can come up with some actions for that? What do we think scary would look like if we were going to do some actions? Ryan? Scary face. Can everyone pull a scary face? Gav saying his face is just scary in general. We love you, Gav. You've got a lovely face. What about an action for judge? Do we have an action which we could do for judge? Oh, Ruth, do you want to come in and do that action for us? Face as well. Great. Love it. So we've got he's scary, which we can pull a face for, and judge. What about anything else? Did anything else come out of that for you? Miriam, what do you think? That's okay. What are you thinking, Jesse? Or was that just a stretch? That's okay. Okay, so it was. He was doing archery. He shot bolts of lightning. So have we got an action? Joy already did one. So pull him back. You've got one, Ian? What's your one? It's your action? So we're getting the bolt of lightning out of our pack. Pulling it. Anything else? Anything else? Christy?
Mighty.
He's mighty. Have we got an action for mighty? So we've got... and judge.
He's got big nostrils.
He's got. How would you do an action for big nostrils, Joe? Excellent. Archer as well. Don't mess with me. He is a don't mess with me God. Anyone got an action for a don't mess with me God? I like it, Titch. Miriam, have you got a different one? Very, very similar. Don't mess with me. Jesse, so excited. You got a...
Don't mess with me.
Liam. Millie? So he is a God of attitude, apparently. The mum stare. Yeah, so kids, you know that look that your parents give you when you have done something wrong? Yeah? That is the don't mess with me mum stare or dad stare. Yes, Ryan. Suspicious. You think he's a little bit suspicious? God is suspicious. Sounds just like that, a bit suspicious. Well, what I got from this passage, what spoke to me was the fact that he's really angry. He's a really angry God. Can anyone do an angry action? But what we actually missed out on in that reading, because it's a very long psalm, it's a really long psalm, really, really good one, but we missed out why God was angry and why he's scary and why he's judging and why he's an archer and mighty, and don't mess with me, God. And he's all of those things because his precious people are being hurt. And sometimes they're hurting themselves. So we're going to sing a song now about that mighty, powerful, scary God. And some of those actions which you've just done, we might need to do when we're singing and worshipping God and remembering how big and mighty he is. So we're going to stand and sing together, Our God is a Great Big God. Hands for me. Where are your hands? So just take a moment to look at your hands. What do they look like? Are they dark? Are they light? Have they got lines on them? What about if you turn your hands over? What do they look like? Can you see all your knuckles? Are they nice? Are they clean today? What about under your nails? Are they clean today? Think about all the things that your hands do. And I want you to turn to the person next to you and just take a moment to tell them about some of the things that your hands do during the day. What do your hands do? So I think I'm going to have to stop you because your hands are so busy. You could probably go on for a lot longer talking about all of the things that your hands go through. Now, I have got a picture of some hands. Can everyone see my hands? They are quite big hands. Now, not at the moment. So who thinks that these hands are big enough to be God's hands? No. You think maybe? You think Jesus' hands were smaller than this? But God's hands are bigger than this. Excellent. Nice and confusing. We disagree. What do we think, Noah? Well, Noah's hands are very, very busy, aren't they? They're full of things. How many things can you fit in your hands, Noah? How many Playmobil toys can you hold at once? About 20 or 50? 100? I think I could only carry about 6 Playmobil people. I think that's all I could manage. How many do you think you can do, Jess? A few? So for God to be able to do all those things, for him to shoot bolts of lightning, for him to be able to do all those things, how big must his hands be? We're going to hear a little bit more about how special God is and all the things that he's able to do. And Ruth is going to bring us the second part of our reading. Thanks,
Ruth. The Lord reached down from above and took me. He pulled me from the deep water. He saved me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me, because they were too strong for me. They attacked me at my time of trouble, but the Lord supported me. He took me to a safe place because he delights in me. He saved me. Lord, you give light to my lamp. My God brightens the darkness around me. With your help, I can attack an army. With God's help, I can jump over a wall. The ways of God are without fault. The Lord's words are pure. Who is God? Only the Lord. Who is the rock? Only our God. God is my protection. He makes my way free from fault.
And we're going to think a little bit more about those troubles. But if you are comfortable to do so, I just want you to find somebody that you can have a bit of a hug with. If you're not comfortable, tell somebody that you're not comfortable and this is not okay. That's okay. We won't touch you if you don't want to be touched. But just reach out your hands to somebody and give them a cuddle.